Hi, no technical difficulties this time. So this talk is mainly going to be aimed at developers, because to realize the vision of MyPaint brushes in every applications, developers will have to be involved. So that's what I'm trying to do here. My name is Jon Nordby. I'm a long-time MyPaint developer, about 3 years, and presented MyPaint before. Since there is no other talk about MyPaint, I will do a quick status for users, for people, see where we are. We released MyPaint 1.1 on New Year's Eve, so that we could claim to have a release in 2012. But it is a good release, it works. That is covered on Libographics World and by David Revoir. Have a very good stuff, so if you want to know what's new in MyPaint, go there. Situation now, we're starting to develop MyPaint 1.2, of course. We have already integrated and switched to GTK 3 in master, which will help with a lot of things, especially tablet hot plugging, which has been an issue for some people in MyPaint. And I am planning and hoping that we will have a Geggle backend in MyPaint and that it will be significantly faster. But that is still not done, so no promises. Just have to say that most of the stuff MyPaint has been done by Andrew Chadwick recently, especially UI things. A lot of great work. I'm sad that I can't be here this year, but yeah. So if you want to know who did it, it was him. Almost all him, and it was great work. So I think I will hope that the internet works. Yeah, so just like a bit of motivation why you would want to have MyPaint brushes in all your applications. I just opened DeviantArt. Please ignore the ads. So, I mean, we have amateurs or like people that are starting out, and it's really important for us that they can play around with MyPaint. I mean, people do much more realistic things with MyPaint, but the feedback that we get is mostly that people love the feel of MyPaint. I mean, amateurs and professionals along the that it's responsive. It has, I mean, it's not really emulating real media, but it feels enough that it works for a creative in a creative workflow. So, but the motivation for libMyPaint is are divided into two things. One is interoperability. So you should be able to have start in MyPaint, do your sketch with your favorite brushes, then say, okay, I want to integrate this into an animation, I want to integrate it into a, or do it like a proper illustration, or I want to go like into something else, because MyPaint doesn't do everything, and we will never. So then you should be able to transfer over to a different application, continue using the MyPaint brushes if you so choose, either be them embedded or just shared on the system. But also it's, so that's like to have a continuous workflow where you can use the MyPaint tools, the brush across applications. The other important thing for me is to enable specialized applications. So I am a strong believer in a for purpose or like at least a dedicated application for a given vision instead of huge applications that are 1 million lines of code and impossible to change and adapt to the changing needs of people, but instead have small, minimal application column apps, if you so choose, that do one thing and do them well if you adhere to the Unix philosophy. The current status of libMyPaint. So who uses it? It has been available a long time as a kind of a thing that you can take out of MyPaint. It was C++ for a long time. But didn't really use C++ features, so it's been converted to C, plain C. It's used by proprietary applications on Windows and iOS and OS X. Some quite like professional grade applications that we know. I'm sure it's used in more. I'm not gonna. Krita has an experimental MyPaint brush or brush engine, which has kind of copied the C++ stuff that was available into their tree, then modify the pieces that they wanted. And so we saw these people using it, but it wasn't really easy. It wasn't really, like, especially if you want compatibility. I mean, you want your brush to look the same and feel the same in the different applications. It's not like, oh yeah, here's that brush in this application, but it actually is rendered completely differently in different. So we then, so it's now a proper library with extension points for the cases that we know people have, so that they can use the code without modifying it and without having to copy it into their tree. Just, I mean, have Git, have MyPaint as a submodule, or in the future maybe we'll have Tarball releases for only libmypaint. GIMP Painter also has integrated in the same way. For them, it was also problematic that it was C++ because, well, if you want to get into GIMP, because they have a policy of C only. And the Blender guys have been saying, yeah, we want this, actually what prompted a lot of work for me and on converting a format to standard JSON and to actually provide stock implementation of surfaces so that the rendering will be can be equal across different regions. So there's also Manik to the MyPaint X sheet, an animation kind of fork, or not fork, but a branch of MyPaint. And he's trying to do a new application for animation using these things. So, just an example, API. I mean, we are for developers here. I've here just wrapped the MyPaint brush stroke 2, which is the main thing you need to use to get to say, okay, we are moving here, please render stuff. It takes quite a lot of options, but they are quite standard. I mean, it's X, Y. It's the Y and X tilt of your tablet. It is the delta times. It's the last event, which is important for the correct calculation of speed and acceleration, which we use for dynamics. But here, I just for the case of the example, hard-coded those things, because it's not a graphical UI. It's just creating a MyPaint brush in main here, creating a surface which we will render to. This is where you would create your own type of surface if you have it, if you want to render onto your things or something different. We stroke it just to a couple of points in a square, and we throw away the brush on the surface. So it's the most minimal example you can imagine. You can include in top. Can you actually see my cursor? No. Yes. You can include the C files directly. You don't need to build it as a standalone project. And that's like the minimal use case. Like if you want to do an app on Android, or you want to do an app on iOS, or you just want to play with it, this just gets you going with very little. And but like for more full scale example, more realistic for a painting application, we have this one, which uses Geggle for the back end. I mean, it's a good basis to have a new specialized application on, because it has a lot of stuff that you would need, like a MIPMAP tiled surface, like a bunch of operations that you would want to do anyway, and extensions to continue that. So quite traditional. So there are Python bindings, and this is using GeoBridge introspection, as you will see by the style of imports, and that means it will be accessible in JavaScript, it's accessible in Vala, it's accessible in everything else that decent GeoBridge introspection support. And again, create a brush, create a surface. In this case, we create a stock surface of Geggle that we provide. When you build, like, we can also build libmypaint as a part of MyPaint, and then you get a shared object library, which has like much more features than the minimal case. And we just use from Geggle GTK a widget which will display it. This makes it really easy to, you don't have to handle all kinds of shit. And we, in the same way, but more realistic this time, we calculate the delta times, it's the last event. I mean, we use this should be the pressure from your tablet. And then we just stroke 2 if we have pressed it. And we do new stroke if you push down the button, and release it if you do release. So this is more realistic. And this is in the main line, so check it out. This is the API we have for the general API that the MyPaint engine needs. It's very, I mean, it's a lot of parameters, but it's very simple in that it doesn't specify how you do something. You can back this by vector, you can back this by raster on a fixed image, you can back this with raster with tiles, you could probably back this with HTML canvas, anything like that. You just need to implement these two things on this generic interface. But this makes you responsible for rendering. This one, on the other hand, we do the rendering for you. You give us a tile store where we can store raster data. This is the most common case. It's a bit special API because we allow concurrent access without, or we're, it's tailored for concurrent access and possibly multi-threaded access. So, yes. A lot of stuff to be done. Not a lot of stuff to be done. It works quite well, and we are kind of, it's about mostly about polish now. Finish the automated tests and benchmarks that we do have. Integrate, so we have documentation a bit everywhere. Put it together, publish it. And then support arbitrary Gaggle buffers, or painting on arbitrary Gaggle buffers, so that, for instance, if you already have Gaggle in the application, you can just brush onto that. Things that I want help with is define how we share brushes across applications. So MyPaint now, the application installs brushes, of course. Those brushes should be available to other applications. But other applications should also be able to install brushes of their own from some other source, and they should both be able to use them. So we need to define a way, okay, like where does it go in the file system, what do we do, what are the conventions, things like that. Crazy ideas for anyone who is interested. A pure GPU implementation, I've given it quite a lot of thought and might do it, but if anyone's interested, come see. HTML Canvas and JS, also a thing that would be really cool. I want to invite everyone that's interested in this to join us later. There will be a LibMyPaint workshop starting at 2 or after the last talk here downstairs in the lab. I have already convinced, I think, Mitch Bode, so from GIMP and Krita, to join, and the 2P developer, I think. So there will be some people there hacking. Just drop by. If you want help using it or want help building it. Thank you. Grilling time.
I don't have a question. I just want to pay my respects for having longer object names than GIMP.
For having?
Longer object names than GIMP. You really...
Yeah, it makes the code a bit tedious, but at least obvious.
For your brush sharing problems, I think the solution is quite easy. Let's make it part of the create specification, so you can put it in user share, create brushes, my paint next to user share, create brushes, GIMP.
Yep, great. I agree completely with the direction. Let's get it done.
Okay, so this is good to know that the lab will be open this afternoon and tomorrow for you to work. Unfortunately, many of our other things will have to close, so the restaurant will not be there, but the space will be available for you to work, so feel welcome. Thank you very much, John.